We're in Simin Reish Nun Gimel, and we are up to Sif Gimel. We'll be doing Sifim Gimel and Dalet today. Sif Gimel. Now, Sif Gimel is talking about a case of someone that left his food on an exposed flame. Hamashkim baboker, v'rosh hikdicha tavshilo. Someone got up in the morning and realized that his food is burning. We're talking about, according to the Mechaber, food that is mitstamik v'ralo, food that the longer you keep it on the fire, it gets worse. Therefore, there was no need for a blech. Or say a case where you put a piece of meat in there that was raw at the beginning of Shabbos, so there was no need for a blech. You wake up in the morning and it is burning. What's your problem? What you'd like to do is put it on the, take it off the fire and then put it on the fire in a way that it will not burn. The problem is that if you're going to take it off the fire and then put it back on the fire on top of something, there'll be a problem of chazora. For chazora, you have to go and cover the flame. It has to be garifakotum. So what do you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the yore penyak diach yoser. He's afraid it's going to burn more. Yochel lohosir. He's allowed to remove the food. Ulohaniach kdeira yeshara reikonis al pihakira. And he could put an empty kdeira, an empty old kdeira. Why an old one? A new ceramic pot, when you put on the fire, is going to help solidify it. When you get it, when you make it very hot, you're going to put the pot empty on the fire. The fire is actually going to do a gemar malocha to the pot. Our pots were already taken care of. Whatever process they need has already been done, and there's nothing that happens to them that didn't happen before. They generally fire it in a furnace again to strengthen it. Va'oz yosimach. So what did you do here? You have, say, your cholent on the fire directly, because there was a raw piece of meat on Erev Shabbos. You take it off the fire, you place an empty pot on the fire, and then go and put the cholent on top of that. Va'oz yosim ha'kedera sh'ataf shel besocha al gabi ha'kedera rikonis. Then you're allowed to put the cholent pot on top of the empty pot. Now, why is this mutter? Because the pot will serve as a blech. The pot itself, the empty pot, will be considered a kisui, and therefore it'll be mutter. V'yizor shlo yosim k'teiroso al gabi karka. Since you're doing chazora, do not put it on the ground in the interim. V'shetia rosachas, and it has to be hot. If it's not hot, if it cools down, if you leave it off the fire for such a long time that it cools down, it would be also to put it back. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, because yesh bishel achar bishel balach, we are choshish that something that has a gravy in it that cool down completely, to go and heat that up again would be a question of bishel. The Magen Avraham adds that it's also not considered chazora if it cooled off in the interim. We'll see later the Mishnah Berurah comes out like the Gra, not like the Magen Avraham. So that it couldn't be al gabi karka, and it has to be still hot. So what is the Mechaber teaching us? Very simple thing. If you want to do chazora on a fire that is uncovered, for one reason or another you didn't need a cover for shehiyah, now you want to do chazora, so you'll have to cover it. What do? Put an empty pot there. An empty pot will be the equivalent of gora fakotum. An empty pot will serve as a blech. But since you're doing chazora, you need the tnoi chazora. Now, if you remember, we had learned the Shitas Haran that you only need the extra tnoi chazora, which for the Mechabra is lohenichol gabi karka, for the Ramal oda biyodo vadato lachzira, only if you took it off the fire before Shabbos and want to return it on Shabbos. But say it was on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos, you took it off on Shabbos and want to return it on Shabbos, that in Memele is called Chazorah. You don't need Tnoim for that. You just have to cover the fire. So according to that Shita, there's no need for you not to put it on the floor. Says the Ramal, Kvar nizbar shenogim lohokol afim nosna al gabi karka. It is our minig lahakal, even if you put it on the floor, so long as it was on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, lahalacha, we said over there that it's nice to be machmir anyway, lechatchila. So lechatchila, one should be machmir and make sure that he doesn't put it on the floor. And in our case, let's say you would like to elevate your pot because you're afraid your cholent is burning. Lift the pot, don't let go of it. Let someone slip an empty pot in on top of the fire, and then you could put the pot on top. One more time, this is all talking about when your fire is uncovered. Now the Bir Halacha asks Akasha, because later we'll find that there's a similar kind of halacha. The halacha there where you want to go and place something on the fire on Shabbos, and it says there that you can only put it on a pot which is full. You cannot put it on an empty pot. The maskon of the Bir Halacha is that these are two different inyanim. Here we're talking about doing chazara with all the conditions of chazara. All you need is that this pot should turn your fire into a fire which is gara fakotum, which is covered. Later we're going to be talking about a case where you want to take something dry that was fully cooked and warm it up on Shabbos. You're taking it out of the fridge and placing it on the stove on Shabbos. That is a question of shehiya lechatchila. You are starting something new. You're not doing chazara. For that, you can only do it on a full pot. And we'll see exactly why when we get to it. Siv Dalet. Yeah, before Siv Dalet, there's a very important piece of Mishnah Brura here that must be discussed. I made mention of it the other day. Apparently, what people had, there was a ledge on top of the oven, which served as something of a cover. But people often used that for cooking. They would often put things there on top of the oven, and the heat of the oven was so intense that it would cook the things on that ledge. So the Mishnah Brura brings those who hold that you're allowed to go and put things on that ledge, and it's considered gorof v'kotum. It is considered that your fire at that point is considered concealed, it's covered. The Mishnah Brura brings a maharil that you should not rely on that alone. Since that ledge is always there, it is not a hecker. It will not remind you that today is Shabbos and you cannot go and adjust the flame. Therefore, he says you need something separate. You need to put a daf there. You need something that is not there all week long, and only that way will it serve as a hecker. Based on this, one could say that in the case of a hot plate, in the case of a plata, if you want to do chazara, the fact that the plata, that the element inside it is concealed, would not serve as garuf akotum because it's always sealed. It would have to be that you need an extra kind of covering as a heker, something that's going to remind you that today is Shabbos. Similarly, for people who are machmir for this and put aluminum foil on their hot plates and leave the aluminum foil there all week long, and if they ever use their hot plate for warming something up, say there's some kind of simcha or whatever it is during the week where you're using your hot plate to keep the food warm, and they leave the aluminum foil on it all week long, among other things, to keep it clean, then according to this maril, that would not serve as a heker, and they would have to have something special that they're putting on for Shabbos. Siv Dalid. Yesh limchos biyad hanogim lahatmim ibaud yom kumkum shalmaim chamim venos nos letoch hakder b'Shabbos shatavshul mitstamik. What is this all about? This is a case where people want to prepare hot water to be able to add to their food in case it dries up. So what do? They do hatmana, which means they heat it up before Shabbos. They then wrap it up to keep it warm, and then they want to add it to their food. The Mishnah Brura gives an example. People would often cook beans in water, and they would leave it on the fire, and the water would boil away. So they were matmin. They had covered up another pot that had hot water in it that they could always add to it. Now, what are you doing? You go ahead and transfer the beans out into a plate. You realize there's not enough liquid in there. You'd like to add more liquid, so you want to take the liquid that was hutman. Says the Mishnah Brura, the Mechaber is asering it because we're afraid that one of them is hot and one of them is cold. And the hot one is going to cook the cold one. But the Rama ends off here, V'ayin l'kaman simin shin yud ches. There's a Machlokas, the Mechaber, and the Rama later, which is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not something that is liquid, something that runs, that was fully cooked before Shabbos and then cooled down, if by reheating it you're over on Bishul, do we say Yesh Bishul Ach Bishul Balach or not? The Mechaber Shita is that if it cooled down beneath Yad Soledes Bo, there is Bishul Ach Bishul. The Ramaz Shita is going to be that so long as it was not Nitzanin Lagamri, so long as it still feels a little warm, there is no problem of Bishul Ach Bishul Balach. The Mechaber is choshish that if you're going to go ahead and use this hot water that was hutman, say, to add to your beans, maybe one of them is hotter than the other. One of them is not yatzaledes, the other is yatzaledes. The one that is yatzaledes will cook the one that is not yatzaledes. Says the Ramah, so long as it's not nitzan and legamri, this is not a problem. So long as it's still a little bit warm, we would not be choshish, because we would hold ein bishalach or bishal balach. That seems to be the machlokas, the mechaber, and the Ramah here. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah still says that it's ideal that you not pour this water into the dish of beans, but that you use a spoon in between. That means you should not be taking water from a kli rishon and adding that into your cooked food in a keli sheni. You should preferably make it into a keli sheni first by pouring it into a spoon and then you pour it over. So Lamaisa, he brings this from the Magen Avraham. He brings it that lechatchila, you should always pour something into a spoon first rather than pour it into something else, because maybe the something else you're pouring it into is cool and what you're pouring on it is still hot, and you're going to be mevashel by way of irui, by way of pouring onto something.